from Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 9 p.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. President Trump threatens to bring Iran back to the Stone Ages while global markets react to his new war ultimatum. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address to the nation on Wednesday night. He declared that United States military objectives in Iran are nearing completion. However, he failed to provide a clear exit strategy for the conflict. Instead, Trump threatened further destruction of Iranian infrastructure if a deal is not reached within 2 to 3 weeks. He stated the United States has beaten and completely decimated Iranian military capabilities. The president warned of strikes on bridges and electric power plants. He specifically mentioned the B-1 bridge near Tehran as evidence of progress. Global markets reacted with immediate volatility following these remarks. Oil prices surged past $110 a barrel as traders feared prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern energy to take control of the waterway themselves. This comment drew skepticism from defense experts and allies who worry about the lack of clarity regarding the war's endgame.
Oil prices spike, and allies express concern as Trump issues a 48-hour ultimatum to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The president issued a stark 48-hour ultimatum to Tehran on Sunday. He warned that the United States will target critical infrastructure if Iran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz to commercial shipping by Tuesday night. In a series of posts on Truth Social, Trump used profanity-laden language to describe the consequences of non-compliance. He stated that Tuesday would be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up in one. The escalation follows the successful rescue of a United States aviator shot down over Iranian territory earlier this week. Multiple news outlets reported that the rescue operation has emboldened the administration's posture toward Tehran. The White House and Israeli officials are applying pressure on Iran ahead of the deadline. Trump's threats have drawn sharp criticism from members of Congress across the political spectrum. Politicians, including Marjorie Taylor Greene and Bernie Sanders, expressed alarm over the inflammatory nature of his language. The situation has heightened tensions in the Middle East as the deadline approaches.
U.S. Special Operations Forces rescue the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down in Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump announced early Sunday that Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15E Strike Eagle. The downing of this jet marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict. It represents the first time an American combat aircraft has been shot down by enemy fire since the war began 5 weeks ago. The two-seat jet was struck while operating over southwestern Iran, prompting both crew members to eject. While one airman was rescued Friday near the crash site, the second remained missing behind enemy lines for nearly 48 hours. President Trump described the successful extraction of both service members as an Easter miracle in a series of social media posts. He credited the rescue team with being brilliant, strong, and decisive. The mission was executed despite a large and violent enemy presence, according to United States officials. Israeli intelligence reportedly played a role in facilitating the mission. Following the rescue, President Trump escalated his rhetoric against Iran regarding the Strait of Hormuz.
Supreme Court justices hear arguments on birthright citizenship while the nation watches the escalating war in the Middle East. The Supreme Court heard arguments on a major birthright citizenship case this week. The justices are reviewing whether children born in the United States to undocumented immigrants automatically qualify for citizenship under the Constitution. This legal battle has divided the country and sparked intense debate among lawmakers. The administration argues that current interpretations of the 14th Amendment need updating to reflect modern immigration realities. Opponents contend that changing this precedent would require a constitutional amendment rather than judicial review. The case comes at a time of heightened national focus on border security and immigration policy. Legal scholars have signed open letters supporting both sides of the argument. The court is expected to issue a ruling later this spring or early summer. This decision could reshape immigration law and affect millions of families across the nation. Meanwhile, the president continues to address the public on foreign policy matters while this domestic legal issue plays out in Washington.
International allies convene emergency talks to address the closure of the Strait of Hormuz and potential global oil shortages. The United Kingdom is hosting talks with over 30 countries on Thursday to discuss reopening the vital shipping lane. The Strait of Hormuz remains blocked by Iran, threatening global energy supplies and economic stability. Nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil are urging the United States to secure the waterway through diplomatic or military means. The president has suggested that oil-dependent nations should take control of the waterway themselves if necessary. Defense experts and allies have expressed skepticism about this approach, given the risks involved. The closure has already caused oil prices to surge past $110 a barrel in global markets. Traders fear prolonged disruptions to supply could lead to widespread economic instability. The United States and Israel are coordinating efforts to ensure the strait remains open before the deadline expires. International observers warn that any military action in the region could have far-reaching consequences for global peace and security.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.